Now, today is Holy Trinity Sunday. And way back, long time ago, when I was in seminary, we took a class entitled Trinity. It's all about the Holy Trinity, entire class. It was considered the hardest class, and so it was, for a variety of reasons. First, you had to study a lot of ancient Greek formulas about the nature of God. And secondly, the instructor spoke in a monotone voice like this for the entire lecture, never going up, never going down, solid inflection. Can you imagine me giving me a homily like that the entire time? You would go nuts, wouldn't you? Yes. Well, I got a C and I ran out of there happy. But, and I can tell you from the bottom of my soul that nothing I got out of that class would help me give you a homily on the Holy Trinity. But I was saved by Father Jack Castello. God bless Father Jack Castello, scripture scholar. He explained the Trinity to me in a way that makes perfect sense. At least it works for me, and I hope it works for you. He said the Trinity is the different ways God presents himself to you depending on your need at the moment. The way God presents himself to you depending upon your need at the moment. For example, first reading today, we heard very nicely read, by the way. Mr. Mercer, you give a round of applause. You're wonderful. Good job. The Old Testament, God the Father, who created everything, and lets everyone know that he's been there for all time. God the Father, who gave us the Ten Commandments, he speaks to us when we need to know the truth and we need to know what lines to draw. He's emphatic. Do not kill, do not lie, do not commit adultery. There it is, plain as day. And sometimes what we need is to be told what the bottom line is. We get confused, we get lost. It sets us straight, doesn't it? Then the second reading, also very nicely read, from the letter of the Romans, Paul talks about Jesus carrying his cross, and he takes upon himself our burdens. Because sometimes we need to know that we're not alone when we're suffering, when we're having a tough time, and that we're not doing this all by ourselves, but that God is there with us. And so God presents himself through the Son. Because as we walk through this life carrying our burdens, we know that Christ walked through life and he carried his burdens, his and ours, so that the gates of heaven could be opened to us. And in today's gospel reading, God presents himself in the Holy Spirit, because sometimes we need a boost. We need a shot in the arm. We need something to lift us. We need some energy. And that's what the Holy Spirit is. He gives us the truth that we need to get us moving and doing God's will. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, same God presenting himself to us depending upon what we need. Now, today is also Father's Day, isn't it? I submit to you, you can make a case that you could say the same thing about fathers. For example, sometimes dad has got to lay the law down. He's got to say, this is what I expect, and you better well do it. That's right. My dad did, and boy, when he did it real loud. And you listened. Then, my dad also was someone who's there to help you. Just like, you know, you carry that cross. I had a project to do in woodshop. My dad was there with me in that garage, working with me, showing me how to cut the boards, showing me how to build that case, showing me what to do. And that's what dad, if dad could be helpful in the area, he was there walking with me so that I didn't have to figure something out alone. And it also helped that being a school teacher, he also would help me from time to time with my lessons and be there with me. Just like Jesus walks with us when we have our troubles and concerns. And finally, there were times when I needed a boost of encouragement. And my dad would pet me and say, you can do it, son, I believe in you. You can get out there and do it, like the Holy Spirit who gives us that boost, who gives us that energy. And so in honor of all the dads present, please stand. and remind us on this Holy Trinity that they exemplify, that they will strive to exemplify the Holy Spirit presenting themselves to all of you, depending upon what you need. If you're with your Father, please put your hand on his shoulder or hold his hand. That would be a nice thing to do. Very nice. God, our Father, in your wisdom and love, you made all things. Bless these men that they may be strengthened as Christian fathers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. And may Almighty God bless all of you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. A round of applause for all of our fathers here.